Perla y Valiente forma el barrio de Guadalupe. There's no pista that they can't find. Perla y Valiente, Mystery Busters. There's no misterio that they can't solve. Misterio, mystery, pistas, clues. So don't be afraid if you see a fantasma. Don't run and hide if you hear a monstruo. 'Cause all you have to do is call Perla y Valiente.
Fantasmas, ghosts, monstruos, monsters.
No matter the case, grandes or chiquitos. No matter the place, aquí or allá. Big or small, here or there. There's never been a misterio that Perla y Valiente cannot solve.
¡Ajua!
Hola, Mystery Busters. Today, Valiente and I solved our scariest misterio so far. El misterio de El Cocuy. The mystery of the boogeyman. This misterio started this afternoon when Valiente and I were walking in Atzlan Park, the neighborhood park in the barrio where we live. And our friend Javier, yes, the same Javier who saw La Llorona, ran up to us waving his arms like a monster gone crazy.
Perla, Valiente, you have to help me.
Help you? What's wrong this time, Javier?
El Cucuy has my little brother Ruben, and it's all my fault.
Your fault? How?
I told him El Cucuy was going to get him because he forgot today was my cumpleaños, my birthday.
I didn't know it was your birthday today. Feliz cumpleaños. Happy birthday!
Muchas gracias, thank you, Perla y Valiente, but it's not going to be a happy birthday until I find my little brother Ruben.
You do know that El Cucuy, like La Llorona and El Chupacabra, is not real.
El Cucuy is real. My papa y mama told me all about him.
And you believe them?
Yes, I did. They said he has hair all over his body, a big hump on his back, and a left ear that's big and red.
Come on, Javier. Our parents only tell us that story, so we'll behave.
I know El Cucuy is real because I saw him.
But that's what you said about La Llorona, and she turned out to be Señorita Osman, the sixth grade teacher at our escuela, our school.
I know, but this time it's different, I swear.
Did you tell your parents?
No, because I didn't want to get in trouble.
Where did you see El Cucuy?
In the hallway closet of mi casa, my house.
Are you sure it wasn't your little brother, Ruben, trying to scare you?
Yes, I'm sure. Please, Perla, you and Valiente have to help me.
Whatever was in the closet, something or someone had scared Javier. But was it his imagination, El Cucuy, or his little brother trying to scare him? There was only one way to find out. We had to go to Javier's casa, his house, which is exactly what we did. But when we got there, Javier froze in his tracks.
Something's wrong.
What is it?
The front door is closed. My mama always keeps it open to cool down la casa. What is it, Perla? Did Valiente find a clue, a pista?
Valiente growled and peered down at his paws at la casa's front door. What'd you find, boy?
What is it?
Pieces of red, white, and green strands of what looks like paper.
Oh no! El Cucuy's hair! I don't think we should go inside.
We'll be okay. Valiente will keep us safe.
No, I better wait outside in case El Cucuy runs out the front door.
Javier was afraid, but I didn't make fun of him. Instead, I said, what a fantastic idea! Valiente, why don't you stay here in case Javier needs your help?
I don't think Valiente likes the idea of you going in there by yourself.
Don't worry about me, boy. I'll be all right. Inside, the house was quiet and dark. I was about to check the hallway closet when I heard a noise coming from a bedroom. I tiptoed to the room where I heard something move under the bed. I went to the bed, slowly lifted the blanket, and peeked underneath. What I saw next is something I will never forget. There in the dark was El Cucuy. He had red, white, and green fur, and a left ear that was big and red, just like Javier has said. I ran away as fast as I could. I had to hide, but where? There was only one place. The hallway closet. I dashed inside and slammed the door shut. All got quiet. Then I heard El Cucuy growling. Go away! Leave me alone! Suddenly, everything got spooky quiet. But was El Cucuy really gone? There was only one way to find out. I had to see for myself. I started to open the door when I saw a long stick and a tangled mess of rope on the closet's floor. Well, how lucky for me! I could hit El Cucuy on the head with the stick and tie him up with the rope. I grabbed the stick and opened the closet door. When a loud crash made me jump, and Javier and Valiente ran into La Casa.
What was that, Perla?
It came from in there.
The kitchen. Come on, let's see what happened.
Scattered on the kitchen floor were dirty cooking bowls, but El Cucuy had vanished into thin air.
Oh, no.
What's the matter, Javier?
My familia. Did you see them?
No, I did not.
Oh, no. El Cucuy has my little brother, Ruben, and now the rest of my familia.
What is it, boy? And why are you pawing at the refrigerator door?
There, on the refrigerator door. It's a note. Valiente, you found a pista.
Javier took the note from the door and read it to us.
Javier, I have your little brother and your familia. If you ever want to see them again, come to your tío y tía's backyard, if you dare. El Cucuy. Oh, no. El Cucuy has my familia, and now he's after my tío y tía, my uncle and aunt.
Before I could stop Javier, he took off running. Valiente and I were about to chase after him when I discovered two little candles on the kitchen floor. Look, Valiente, two little candles, like you see on birthday cakes. All at once, el misterio de El Cucuy became crystal clear. The birthday candles, the note on the refrigerator door, the dirty bowls in the kitchen, the strands of colored paper at the front door, the stick and rope in the hallway closet. They were all pistas, and now I know what they meant. Come on, Valiente. We have to catch up with Javier. Still clutching the stick, I grabbed the rope before we ran out the door. By the time we caught up with Javier, he was peeking through his tío and tía's backyard fence.
There's no one there. Oh no, El Cucuy has all of my familia.
Suddenly, Javier's familia came out of hiding, yelling, "Sorpresa! Surprise! A surprise birthday party!" I knew it. Javier's mamá y papá sang Las Mañanitas, a traditional song that Mexicans sing in honor of a loved one on their birthday.
Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David. Hoy por ser día de tu santo te las cantamos aquí. Despierta, mi bien, despierta. Mira que ya amaneció. Ya los pajarillos cantan, la luna ya se metió. These are called las mañanitas that were sung by the king. Since today it is your birthday, we're going to sing them for you. Wake up, my beloved, wake up. It's morning, the day has come. Now the birds are singing happily and the moon is now gone.
The song was over. I handed Javier's mamá, la señora Ramirez, the rope and stick.
Muchas gracias, Perla. Thank you. We were in such a hurry to get over here that we forgot la soga, the rope, el palo, the stick, and la piñata.
In case you don't know, a piñata is a decorated figure of an animal or a shape stuffed with dulce, candy, and broken open by blindfolded children using a stick. Your piñata of El Cucuy. I asked La Señora Ramirez, is it covered in green, red, and white paper?
Esa misma, yes, it is.
A piñata, I knew it! This is where the strands of colorful red, green, and white paper had come from at the front door.
Ay, 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 I sent Ruben to get everything and to leave Javier a note telling him to come over here.
I knew it. Ruben had written the note and had signed it from El Cucuy to scare Javier. Your piñata, Señora Ramirez, where is it? Señora Ramirez pointed to a tree where a piñata, in the shape of El Cucuy, was suspended from a tree. Ah! So it was the piñata in the shape of El Cucuy that I had seen under the bed. And Javier's little brother was the one at the closet door growling like El Cucuy. We enjoyed the birthday cake, and when the time came, we all enjoyed hitting the piñata of El Cucuy. When it was Javier's turn, he hit El Cucuy so hard that the dulce, the candy inside, flew out everywhere. Everyone laughed and had a great time, especially Javier. Well, there you have it, the mystery of El Cucuy solved. Until next time, Mystery Busters, this is Perla Garcia y Valiente inviting you to join us in solving our next misterio. Exactly when that mystery will take place is anyone's guess. But rest assured, if we're on the case, there's no misterio, easy or hard, big or small, that the greatest Mystery Busters in the history of El Barrio de Guadalupe can't solve. Goodbye for now, Mystery Busters. Adios.
Perla y Valiente from El Barrio de Guadalupe. There's no pista that they can't find. Perla y Valiente, Mystery Busters. There's no misterio that they can't solve. Misterio. Mystery. Pistas. Clues. So don't be afraid if you see a fantasma. Don't run and hide if you hear a monstruo. Cause all you have to do is call Perla y Valiente.
Fantasmas. Ghosts. Monstruos. Monsters.
No matter the case, grandes or chiquitos, no matter the place, aquí or allá, big or small, here or there, there's never been a misterio that Perla y Valiente cannot solve.
Ahua!